came in really shaky, and we kind of went through that night he ate dinner. So I thought, you know, I didn't really know what was going on with him, but I thought something had happened out there, but it was hard to know, but he was eating, so that seemed like a good sign. And then the next morning, he just really started deteriorating. It seemed like he was in a lot of pain, and he was kind of cowering. So I took him into the vet, and they did an x-ray, and they saw a pellet lodged in his left kidney. And it was in line with this puncture wound, which I had seen right when he walked in the door after having been out in my front yard area for about 15 minutes. So they went in to just do exploratory surgery and see what the damage was, and ended up having to repair about 8 holes in his intestines. And the pellet is still in his kidney. They couldn't get that out. And it's just really kind of a miracle. He's 13 years old and he's alive. And I just walked in the door from taking him out for a little walk outside, and he's eating and drinking and doing things dogs are supposed to do. So I'm just so thrilled that he's okay. The fact that there was a pellet was just shocking to me in the first place. Like, I couldn't believe it. Was 1 in the afternoon, you know, it was a Tuesday, you know, middle of the bright sunny day. And I just, it was shocking to me that someone would have shot my dog. The only thing I could think is that, you know, he was out wandering around my neighborhood, which, you know, I know is not the responsible dog owner thing to do. I've lived on this, in this neighborhood, or on this, in this house for 6 years. So we know all the neighbors, he knows everybody, they know him, and it's just sort of something he's always done, and it's never been a problem. No one's ever complained to me, and he'll wander around for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes and he comes home. He always just comes right back to the door. So it was shocking that happened, and I really have no idea. I mean, it scares me to think that, you know, one of my neighbors, you know, if they had a problem, it would have been great if someone talked to me about it, or at the very least call animal control and have them talk to me if there was a concern about my dog. But just to, you know, go out on your own and shoot an animal is not the way to solve it.